Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to Boomer Radio. Happy Saturday. Glad you're here.
Good afternoon.
And our guest for this segment is Lisa Dillman. Lisa, you are a local attorney, correct?
That's right. I'm an elder law attorney.
An elder law attorney. Now, what does that focus on exactly? I mean, elderly law, but what specific kinds
right.
of things?
It sounds self-explanatory, but it kind of isn't. What my primary focus is to meet with clients and their families in order to try to put a plan in place that will take care of their long-term situation, whether it be a care situation or estate planning situation, that takes them kind of all the way through their care journey or their end of life with the least financial impact possible. So we focus a lot on asset preservation and making sure that we have things in place where their estate doesn't have to go to court or it doesn't have to be held up with a lot of taxes and those kinds of things.
So it's a good idea to plan ahead because you literally are saving in the long run.
Absolutely. It's so true. If you have the luxury of time to plan ahead, it is definitely worth your while.
And you've been doing this for how long?
Are you going to make me say how
no,
old I
never
am?
Mind. No, don't. That's okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So next question, moving on. What age do you recommend somebody contact a person like you, an attorney like you?
Sure. I think, you know, the old adage of as soon as you have somebody that depends upon you, you probably need to start planning. So that's, you know, once you have kids or a business or things like that, you should start planning the basic things. But as we age, I think we focus so much on planning for our retirement and getting to 65 and hitting that retirement age. And what we maybe haven't thought about is, wow, the most that we're going to spend during our retirement is probably going to be on our care needs eventually. So I think anywhere between 65 and 70, you should be sitting down with somebody and at least talking about these issues.
Okay, well, that makes good sense. I've even heard younger than that. But if you haven't by 65 or 70, then
Yes.
Go see Lisa Dillman now.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, hey, make an appointment. Where are you? Yeah. Are you in with a group or private practice?
Yes, I'm in private practice. I practice at Dillman Law Group, and we have three attorneys and several paralegals and staff. We have two offices, one in Carmel, and then one on the southwest side that kind of serves both the south and the west sides. And we will be expanding up into Zionsville in 2019.
Because there are a lot of old people that need to speak with you. No, that's great. That's great.
Well, you know, Lisa, the one thing we really wanted to talk about today was you are putting on a senior summit.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us more about it, when it is, and that kind of information?
Sure. This is kind of a little pet project that's been close to my heart for years. The event is a two-day event starting October 4th and goes into October 5th. The 2 days are comprised this way. Day one is aimed at professionals who are either thinking about expanding their practice into the senior industry or really should be thinking about it, because the mantra is we've got a lot of baby boomers who are going to need some real trusted professionals who know their stuff and who need their expertise, and we just don't have enough of those good people on the ground to serve that market. So day one is about education. Day two is inviting caregivers and their seniors to the conference for some really educational and informative workshops, like the mechanics of caregiving, how to help people transfer from bed to a chair, for instance, and some of the financial impact on planning. The earlier you plan, the more you can save in order to afford the best health care down the road. So I'm excited about both days for two different reasons, but I think they're going to be jam-packed full of information.
I understand that you put this together because of your passion for the topic. Is that true? You put this together?
Me and a lot of very patient and enthusiastic people have worked for this. But yeah, I just noticed that there wasn't enough information out there for people. So a medical event would happen to somebody and they would call and say, Lisa, I have no idea where to even begin.
Wow.
It wasn't a telephone call saying, hey, Lisa, I need a lawyer. It was, what do I do now? Dad just fell. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of inspired it, that there's just a real need to start getting the word out.
I notice on the website is usaseniorsummit.com. You know, you talk about that seniors and baby boomers account for more than 30% of the country's wealth, and their spending power is predicted to reach $15 trillion by the end of 2019.
That's right.
That's powerful.
You know, another crazy statistic that as we dove in to figure out if there was a need out there, we learned that the senior market in the United States alone is the third largest economy in the world.
Wow.
So there is definitely change afoot in the next two decades. We have to, as professionals, really be ready to provide good service to this market.
That's really amazing. So can you talk about some of your exhibitors that are going to be there? We can even split it up into day one and day two.
Sure. So we have one of the things that we did that was a little unique, because we didn't want to have a conference that had, you know, all assisted living communities or all durable medical equipment vendors. We limited it to one exhibitor or one sponsor per part of the industry. We have a senior-focused CPA firm in Somerset CPA who has built an elder services practice. We have West Point Financial Group, who is focusing on senior services. Anthem is a sponsor of ours. So we have some folks who are taking this portion of the community very seriously.
Oh, it's like a market exclusive kind of thing, too. So it's good for them.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's good for everybody. Now, so day one, again, you said focus mostly on professionals, you know, expanding into those senior services and education. Day two, welcoming caregivers and seniors. What kinds of things will we see there? Is it going to be a sampling of sorts? I'm not even sure what I'm asking. Are they going to, you know what I mean? Will they have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to range everywhere from kind of the hard sciences, like do you have your financial affairs in order? Do you have your legal affairs in order? Do you have, is your tax situation ready to take care of care expenses? What about your insurances? Are you covered there? And then it goes all the way to really the nitty-gritty of caregiving, and that is, are caregivers taking care of themselves? Because statistics are overwhelming that usually the caregiver, especially if it's the spouse, gets sick first or passes along first because they are working themselves into the ground. So we provide a lot of resources to make that caregiving job a lot easier.
You know, I'm looking at the schedule, too. I'd like to kind of dive a little deeper into some of your speakers and your topics. Can you come back in a moment after we take a short break?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Okay. We're talking to Lisa Dillman. She has put together what we're calling the Senior Summit. Is this the first one, or you've had these before?
This is the first one,
cool.
And we have an eye toward taking it to other markets.
Brilliant.
Across the country. We've been approached by some other communities who have, much like Indianapolis, a very robust senior and veteran population. Mm-hmm. That believes that this event would be very beneficial to their community.
I would agree. All right. Again, Lisa Dillman, she put together the Senior Summit. The first one is coming up October the 4th and 5th, two separate days, lots to learn. If you want to go to the website, usaseniorsummit.com. We'll be right back with more right here on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break.
Owning a home can be a lot of work. When life changes and your home becomes a burden, Westport Homes has the solution. Their Lifestyle Collection offers low-maintenance homes and flexible floor plans designed for your chapter in life. Open layouts, large closets, sunrooms, dining rooms, and bonus rooms are available in many floor plans. Looking for a new home now? Check out Westport's Move-In Ready Homes. Visit westport-home.com for more details on community locations. Westport Homes Lifestyle Collection. Less work, more fun.
With over 70 years of combined legal experience, Altman, Poindexter, and Wyatt attorneys serve clients throughout central Indiana with wills, trust, and estates. More information is available at apwlawyer.com.
Indie Boomer for the next chapter of your life. Be sure you follow Indie Boomer on Twitter and Instagram. You can like Indie Boomer on Facebook. You can search for us, Indie Boomer TV, Radio Mag. You can see Boomer TV on WFYI every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Go to IndieBoomer.com, sign up for the newsletter, hear a podcast, or see your favorite story. Indie Boomer, for the next chapter of your life.
Unique Home Solutions, serving more than 30,000 homeowners since 1983. Providing home remodeling services from minor updates to complete renovations with a mission to improve appearance and efficiency. More at uniquehomesolutions.org.
This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Awesome. We're talking to Lisa Dillman. She put together what we're calling the first ever senior summit here in Indianapolis, in the Indianapolis area, usaseniorsummit.com if you want to go to the website. Very professional, 2 days, October 4th and 5th. First day is a professional day, I understand. Second day, community day, geared towards seniors and their caregivers. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So I'm wondering if we just want to go general admission, is it affordable?
Yes. So for community day, the price of admission is $15 and the attendee gets lunch.
That's amazing. Who's providing lunch? I have to know.
The event center at 502 Carmel caters the lunch.
Sounds delicious. Never eaten there, but it sounds delicious. I'm sure it's wonderful. That's a great deal, actually, Mary Pat. I could go to McAllister's and spend that.
Oh, easy.
And
right.
not
easy.
Get the wonderful summit activities. So, cool.
That's right. And that's because our wonderful sponsors have been so generous that their dollars are going to defray those kinds of expenses so more people can attend.
Let's talk about some of those generous sponsors. One of them being Indie Boomer, right, Mary Pat?
You betcha. Perfect tie-in.
Tell us about the involvement of Indie Boomer, Mary Pat, and then Lisa can chime in.
Well, we're helping them, as we are right now, to promote the event. But when I met with Lisa and Marie, and Marie's, I guess, your second hand or right hand, right, Lisa?
Yeah. She's running the event.
Uh-huh. She's doing a great job. Anyway, but it was just a perfect fit. I mean, she's trying to get resources. We're trying to get resources to people that are dealing with their parents, or you know, some of them are even now dealing with themselves into what to do, you know, when all this falls into place.
I love it. So we're a platinum sponsor, will we have the magazine available to those who go?
You betcha.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, the one with John Stair on the front, the cover, new one?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so that's just, it sounds like there's trip treats involved. I like trip treats. So
there'll be plenty of trip treats. All of the exhibitors are pretty excited to share little treats with people.
So, all right, we are speaking with Lisa Dillman. She's an attorney, and she has put together the Senior Summit, usaseniorsummit.com. We are going to have a lot of speakers. I know one in particular I'm super excited about because the tie-in for Indie Boomer is the Rocksteady Boxing Club. And we know the founder of that was Scott Newman, who's a former, not district attorney.
Yeah.
For the city. Mm-hmm. So he's speaking, and when, and that'll be inspirational.
Yeah, he is. I'm really excited about this. He's our keynote speaker for the community day. And the title of his speech is Embracing the Vulnerability of Aging and Caregiving. And I've interviewed Scott a couple of times now in preparation for his speech. His Parkinson's it touches my life. My father-in-law has Parkinson's. We found Rocksteady Boxing, and then found Scott through that. And his speech is not only inspirational, but it's just, he's just such a strong public figure that I'm proud to have him at this event.
He's a phenomenal human being. Rocksteady now is something, it's a boxing. Scott, years ago, when he was diagnosed at 40, with a buddy, discovered that boxing helped with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. And he's opened these gyms in all 50 states now, 3 different countries, and he's helping hundreds of thousands of people dealing with Parkinson's. It's a great story. There's been an article in our magazine. We focused on a woman who was recently diagnosed too, in her mid-50s, and went to the gym with her in the workout. It's really incredible to meet these inspirational people. They're all inspirational dealing with that.
And so it's amazing how one person can effectuate such change around the world, really.
Exactly. And didn't even set out to do that. you know, went to help himself.
That's why we were so happy to get him as our keynote. Yay.
Yeah, he still lives in town, right?
Yeah, he's still working at the prosecutor's office.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
He's at the attorney general's office. Yep, that's right.
No, you're right. It is attorney general.
What time is his speech, his keynote?
Sure. He goes on Friday, October 5th from 9:30 to 10. Registration opens at 9, and you can peruse the exhibit hall from 9 to 9:30, and then make sure you get a good seat for him.
Now, is this place big? Because you're going to have a crowd. Is it a big,
yes,
is it a big space?
Okay. Big.
Good. The event center in Carmel. Okay.
Yes. So we have, we can accommodate several hundred people. And on both days,
getting close.
Super close, but we're getting close enough that it's time to not crowd.
Fool around. Yeah, don't fool around. Go ahead and go ahead. I know on the website, it just, you know, there's a simple button that says register now. So go and do it right now. USASeniorSummit.com. Register now. And don't forget, you get lunch that second day as well. Included. So $15, that's a great deal. So lots to see. What have we not talked about? So let's talk about some of the scheduling and some of the other speakers and exhibits that we might see. I'll let you pick a few of your favorites to tell us about.
Sure.
Well, they're all your favorites, but
yeah. I have a kind of a bucket of favorites on professional day and a bucket of favorites on community day. There's a breakout session, a series of breakout sessions that I really love. One is by Dr. Palmer Mackey. His speech is An Apple a Day Taken Seriously. So he really talks about how something simple as food can be medicine as we battle chronic disease and as we enter into a care journey. One of the technical sessions is family, farm, and small business succession planning. Mm-hmm. And I know that affects a lot of us Hoosiers who are either running small businesses like myself or have family farms like the family that I'm in right
now. Oh, really?
Those things are harder to plan with. And so we have some sessions dedicated to getting people thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And we also have sessions that are aimed at, for instance, Christine Truro Shields is talking about anxiety, depression, and grief in caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really runs the spectrum. And I just believe there's going to be something there for everybody those days.
That's really, really cool. So you come from a farming background?
Yes, I do. My husband and I both. My family really started out in farming and then ended up focusing in the greenhouse business in the near south side of Indianapolis.
Neat.
Yeah, so we have agriculture in our blood.
That's very cool. Well, Hoosiers,
that's right.
That's a given. Maya,
sure, that's right.
I was talking with my mom on the phone the other day. They live in Florida, and just about my son, who's 21, was talking about, you know, going to law school after he graduates. He's got another year at college, but at IU. But she's like, oh, you got to have an attorney in the family. And, you know, I bet mom and dad were kind of like, that's kind of cool. We got an attorney in the family now, right, when you decided to do that?
That's exactly right. And even though I didn't share that I'd been practicing for the better part of two and a half decades, I started out in the courtroom being a litigator. And it wasn't until my family, my grandmother needed asset preservation to save that family farm so my uncles could work on it that I even knew what elder law was.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I fell into elder law. And I think a lot of people get confronted with these issues kind of by surprise.
Well, and I also think, Lisa, a lot of people get involved in the whole process once they've been in that situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a need for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live through it, and then they have valuable information to share with friends, family, loved ones, their church, their community.
Mary Pat's pretty private, too, but she's talked about her mom before in the show and just how you learn so much going through the process with your mom.
That's
and
why
dementia.
I started the whole magazine. Actually, it was my father with dementia, but that's why I started the magazine, because I saw all these people my age in their 50s dealing with their parents. So I know what you're saying, Lisa.
How long's the magazine been out, Mary Pat? How
many 7 years?
7 years. Okay. Yeah. Somebody asked me that the other day, and I'm like, I think it's 10, but it's 7.
Seems like 10.
No. Probably for you. Okay. We're talking with Lisa Dillman. She's put together the Senior Summit, USASeniorSummit.com. Go ahead and register, because space is starting to become limited. It's going to a great place for resources, education, professional, you know, senior services, and for caregivers and just seniors in general. Any final thoughts?
No, I would just call to action to have people come on out and listen to the education offerings, especially day one for those professionals. And I know there's a lot of professionals who are listening. And we are providing continuing education that day for lawyers, financial planners, insurance professionals, CPAs, occupational therapists, speech therapists, healthcare providers. So there's really something for everyone in those 2 days.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being our guest on Boomer Radio today, Lisa Dillman, with the Senior Summit. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. That's and you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. And now Dick Wolfsey with Life in a Nutshell.
Dick Wolfsey's Life in a Nutshell is made possible by listeners like you.
I'm always disappointed with salad dressing. It's either too thin or too thick. Some are too vinegary, some are too oily. I must have 25 open bottles in the fridge and another 20 unopened in the cupboard. In restaurants, I always ask for the dressing on the side, and I request 2 or 3 different kinds. Maybe if I combine the light honey mustard with the raspberry vinaigrette. How about half French and half Thousand Island? Yuck, nothing works. My sister Linda, who lives in New York, is an awesome cook, and whenever we visit and she prepares a meal, the salad is tossed with the most delicious dressing imaginable. Okay, maybe it is my imagination, but for 35 years she has avoided telling me how she makes it. I'll say during dinner, "Linda, you really have to give me that recipe." Sure, remind me before you leave, my sister says. Then, as we are leaving, she conveniently brings up things like pressing health issues in the family, stuff I really don't want to talk about. The whole thing is very suspicious. Maybe the recipe is a family secret. Wait a second. It's my family, too. Recently, my wife asked me for the 1,000th time, "Aren't you going to eat your salad?" Well, that was it. I called my sister and told her I wanted to know what was her special creation, and I wanted to know now. "Look, Dick," she said, "the reason I have never given you the recipe is that I really have no idea what the exact proportion of ingredients is." "But how could that be, Linda?" I said. "It's tasted exactly the same every year since 1976 when I first tasted it at your wedding reception." "I know," she said. "It really keeps. I probably made way too much." "Seriously, Linda. Nothing lasts for 35 years," I told her. "Actually, it lasted 25, she said. "I'm not talking about your marriage," I said. "I'm talking about the salad dressing." I pressed her again for details, and finally, after further cajoling, I received this email. "Linda's salad dressing. 2 tablespoons of sugar, not artificial sweetener," she said in big bold letters. "2 tablespoons of ketchup, not chili sauce," it said in parentheses. "1 tablespoon of Durkee's famous sauce. Do not substitute," she said. 3 tablespoons apple cider vinegar. Not red wine, it said. 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. Not olive oil, it also said in parentheses. Then it said, "Put in blender. Do not whisk." Well, first of all, this was the most hostile recipe I had ever seen, and I think an entire cookbook like this would be very intimidating for people who wanted to have just a little creative fun in the kitchen. I prepared the dressing exactly as Linda instructed, and I even called her to be sure I had the blender on the right speed. All my sister said was, "Not puree." By the way, growing up, she had a very positive attitude. I am very proud of my finished product. I have drizzled it on my salad every night for the past week. I decided to ask Linda for the recipe for her fabulous chicken marsala. She told me she really didn't have the specifics for that one either, but she said that when my wife and I come to New York in June, she'll serve it to us. I said, "No, thanks." I seem to remember that's also what we had at her wedding.
Dick Wolfsey's Life in a Nutshell is made possible by listeners like you. And by Pet Supplies Plus, 4 locations and online at psbnd.com. Pet Supplies Plus, where the plus is our sincere effort to improve the well-being of all pets.
Owning a home can be a lot of work. When life changes and your home becomes a burden, Westport Homes has the solution. Their Lifestyle Collection offers low-maintenance homes and flexible floor plans designed for your chapter in life. Open layouts, large closets, sunrooms, dining rooms, and bonus rooms are available in many floor plans. Looking for a new home now? Check out Westport's Move-In Ready Homes. Visit westport-home.com for more details on community locations. Westport Homes Lifestyle Collection. Less work, more fun.
With over 70 years of combined legal experience, Altman, Poindexter, and Wyatt attorneys serve clients throughout Central Indiana with wills, trust, and estates. More information is available at apwlawyer.com.
Indie Boomer for the next chapter of your life. Be sure you follow Indie Boomer on Twitter and Instagram. You can like Indie Boomer on Facebook. You can search for us Indie Boomer TV, Radio, Mag. You can see Boomer TV on WFYI every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Go to IndieBoomer.com, sign up for the newsletter, hear a podcast, or see your favorite story. Indie Boomer, for the next chapter of your life.
Unique Home Solutions, serving more than 30,000 homeowners since 1983. Providing home remodeling services from minor updates to complete renovations with a mission to improve appearance and efficiency. More at uniquehomesolutions.org.
Boomer Radio is brought to you by all things Indie Boomer. Not just radio. We have Boomer TV, which you can watch every Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. on WFYI. Boomer Magazine is in all area Kroger stores. Pick one up. You never know who might be on the cover. And IndieBoomer.com, the place to go to get our newsletter that comes out each and every week. You'll love it.